I'm Frank Vaughn. It is February 16th, 2025, and we've done a lot of work over the last 4 weeks putting together videos every single day, 20 to 40 minutes long, where I've tried to be economical with the editing and tried to be economical with your time because you people put a lot of time into watching my videos, and every single day I see those numbers, it puts pressure on me to provide quality content. And the fact of the matter is, the truth of Canada has been revealed. I have provided the receipts. I have provided the news. The captured institutions of your media, the captured institutions of your bureaucracy, and the government itself are disincentivized to tell you the truth about the nature of your own nation. So it is left to us to find it and to report it and to amplify it. And to the community that supports my efforts, I thank you very much. Canada very clearly has become a security risk to the United States, and indeed to the Western world. What remains of the Western world? I would argue that what remains of the Western world is right here. Europe is in a fight for its life, as is North America. We are captured. The CCP sends raw ingredients to Canada. We manufacture and export to the world, not just the United States, hard drugs that are killing hundreds of thousands and millions of people worldwide, and we are famous for it. You don't believe what I'm saying? Go watch my reports. I give you the proof. I give you the receipts. I have shown you how Canada has become a toxic partner in the friendship between the United States and Canada. If you look at the United States and Canada as being in a relationship, we are toxic. We gaslight them. We take them for granted. We take for granted that they will defend us. We divert funds from our military to fund building statues dedicated to the rainbow flag, which we fly at the same level as this flag that we were told to celebrate yesterday by all the politicians in Canada. They all want to dress in that flag, even though they've spent years trampling on it. The same politicians who do not want to tell you the truth of drug trafficking in Canada, the truth of money laundering in Canada, the truth of human trafficking, the truth of the horror that we allow through our border into the United States. And yes, I know some of that trade comes right back. But the fact of the matter is, we're a hub of international crime, and the new American administration is doing what they can to stop it. Politicians, particularly Canadian ones, are not known for their leadership skills. And Trump is not a politician, and his team is not made up of politicians. They are leaders. This man is not a politician either. He's a leader. But what he is leading, the charge that he is spearheading, is not for Canada's benefit. He will never face an election except the internal election within the Liberal Party. They want him. This is your Davos man. This is your World Economic Forum man. This is the oligarchy personified. I can't believe the left is silly enough to fall for this charade. And if he doesn't get his poll numbers up, if he doesn't start showing that he can do better than Polyev, I think you'll see Jagmeet Singh and the Liberal Party team up to avoid an election. He has promised to deliver to Canada emergency orders, a suspension of the charter in the name of housing, in the name of climate change, and in the name of fighting the Americans. I remind you that it is the government's response that this politician has signed up for. Team Canada, there he is on Saturday, proudly before that flag, which I educated you about in yesterday's video. Go watch and learn something about your country. He has done the litmus. He has figured out that most of Canada thinks the orange man is bad, and rather than tell the truth about the Americans, he's joined up to Team Canada. And he has backed their response on tariffs. Tariffs which will destroy you, the Canadian. It is not what the Americans are doing which will hurt you the most. It is the prosecution of the trade war that both of these men have signed up for. And I remind you, these guys want an endless war in Ukraine. These guys advocate for World War III. It's some of their biggest mistakes. I've said I would vote for this guy, mainly because he'll put drug dealers in jail and he will clean up the drug dens. And there's many things about what he's talking about that I like. But he is catering to the crowd. I don't even judge him for it. Politicians have to play the game. If you want to get elected, you have to handle the cards that you have been dealt. And the cards that you have been dealt are a woefully uninformed mass of Canadians. who think booing a national anthem is a way to signal their virtue and strength when they don't even know and can't even define their own identity. They unite around a flag that was imposed on them. They think they're standing on the heritage of a 150-year-old country, and they don't even know their country was replaced without their vote in 1982. I have tried to show these things. What is it when they unite against the orange man, when they unite against Trump, when they try to play on that politics, what exactly is it that they're so afraid of? What's the problem? Let's listen.
Your approval ratings at an all-time high, despite all these controversial subjects and executive orders that you're doing. I want to get your thoughts on that, how you've really connected to mainstream America.
Yeah, I have high approval ratings because I'm using common sense, whether it's getting men out of women's sports. I mean, have you seen what goes on with the boxers and with the weightlifters and with the swimmers and everything? It's so ridiculous. And I think it's a 90% issue. And, you know, the amazing thing, the Democrats are still fighting for it. It's crazy. I think we should go to Congress also, have that cemented and, you know, make it indelible. To me, it's all common sense. Who wants an open border where prisons are dumped into our country, where prisoners are led into our country, many of whom are murderers, many of whom murdered far more than one person? And they're now roaming our country. Who wants that? I mean, it's terrible. Steve, I'd like you to say a couple of words about it.
Yes, well, as you know, Mr. President, since you issued your day one executive orders, border crossings are down approximately 95%. You talk to agents on the line. In their entire careers, they've never seen crossing days as low as what they're experiencing right now.
So you have a president right there. There's nothing that you can contest about what he says. I feel the majority of Canadians also understand that men should not be in women's shelters. Men should not be in women's prisons. Men should not be in your community centers, in your little girls' locker rooms. Men shouldn't be competing in women's sport. The majority understands this, but you've been cowardly. You have neglected your duty to speak out. You have neglected your duty to the truth. Most of you, the people gathered in these arenas, are completely ignorant of the facts. They get their news while waiting in line at Wendy's, watching the TV, which is blaring CTV or CBC, all over Ontario, blissfully here in the West. I don't see that as much, but all over Ontario, every single place you go has a TV, blaring 24-hour news programs. Let's go back to the president.
It prohibits federal funding for COVID-19 mandates, vaccine mandates in schools.
Okay, that solves that problem.
Can I make one comment, Mr. President?
Yes, please.
As a father of nine, thank you. We should have parental freedom to decide what vaccines our kids take, as opposed to school systems and governors forcing upon the people that love these kids the most, which is the parents. So thank you for citing.
Is there anything toxic or wrong about anything that you just heard from the president and a father of nine who we should celebrate? Demographic health. This guy is doing great. Should we not celebrate parental choice? You pay for them. You're legally liable for the actions your kids take if they do something wrong. You care for them. You love them. You nurture them. But you're supposed to yield the authority of what goes in their body over to schools, which don't have the subsequent training. They are dictated to by governments and their unions as to what policies they adopt. And your government, your state, gave the pharmaceutical companies in Canada legal immunity from any damage they caused. All those people who died on waiting lists, no legal repercussions. All those people who died because they couldn't get diagnostic care, no repercussions. All of those people who suffer to this day and all the people who died from side effects, no liability on the part of anybody. They just collected all the profits and they danced off into the sunset and you're left holding the bag. Is anything the president talked about controversial here?
One giant summit with you, Xi Jinping, and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I could see that. Let things calm down a little bit. You know, when I left, we had no Middle East problem. We had no Russia going into Ukraine. They never would have done it. Putin never would have done it. And I came back and we got like the whole world is blowing up. So when we straighten it all out, then I want to have one of the first meetings I want to have is with President Xi of China, President Putin of Russia. And I want to say, let's cut.
Why aren't we celebrating that? Why isn't the media reporting that to the moon? Why aren't either of these guys talking about how brilliant that is? Both of these guys are open advocates for continuing war. 1 million Ukrainian young men, the flower of their youth, have been sent fruitlessly to die on the front line. Neither of these guys is telling you the truth about how we got into this war in the first place. No one's telling you the truth about why Russia invaded. Most of the people who regurgitate the Ukrainian talking points don't even know they're regurgitating talking points. That when it comes to war, we shouldn't frame it in good versus evil, but competing interests. All wars are this way. They're not telling you the whole truth, which is why the situation is spiraling out of control. How wonderful would it be to reduce the money spent on the killing machines that are armies by 50% and rededicating that to all the problems America and China and Russia and the world face? Why isn't that celebrated? Why aren't you being told about that? That's the big question. Trump and Elon Musk. Chrystia Freeland has talked about how they want to sanction Elon Musk directly. Jagmeet Singh has backed her up and said, let's sanction Elon Musk as if he is somehow the enemy, as if they weren't promoting his electric vehicles, as if millions of Canadians, it actually might not be millions, but I would estimate it's hundreds of thousands of Canadians, have access to internet right now because of Elon Musk. Billions of dollars the Canadian government has flushed down the toilet into BCE and Rogers and these companies who just pocket most of it and deliver terrible service. A Starlink dish on the top of your roof can give you city internet in the middle of nowhere. It's absolutely blissfully wonderful. They failed to deliver it, and Musk did it for free, and they want to target him. And what is Musk doing? What is so wrong with Elon Musk running Doge? He's targeting fraud, criminality, waste, people who are double dipping, people who have become millionaires on meager wages, people who have been dead for 150 years, getting Social Security checks, people who are 150 years old, getting Social Security checks that keep cashing, contractors whose contracts expired 5 years ago, still getting payments on an ongoing basis, auto pay systems that are not audited. People are just getting paid terrorist organizations at the expense of the taxpayer. Wouldn't you like to see that here in Canada? Wouldn't you like to see an audit of the federal government? Wouldn't you like to find out where your money's going? Wouldn't you like to find out that in addition to the off-the-books money laundering and massive-scale drug trafficking, which I've proven in my video work, go watch it. It's all relevant. It's all timeless. On top of that, how much is actually official government-sanctioned money laundering? Cushy payments to friends overseas. Wouldn't you like to have a look? The Democrats are running scared. Searches in Washington, D.C. for BleachBit, offshore bank accounts, how to permanently delete records. Google publishes all of these search results. There's a lot of people trying to cover up a lot of dirty dealing. Global Affairs Canada pulled their website down just because people started looking at it. That happened. Is that what we're afraid of? Are we afraid of accountability? Are we afraid of a spotlight being shone on the corruption that is at the heart of Canada? Why is our political class so opposed to this? Why is it they don't tell you the truth about the Trump administration and what it is they're trying to do? Why don't they tell you the truth about our porous border? About our drug export market, about our money laundering, about our criminality, about the fact that 500% more terrorists get into the United States, people on the terror watch list, than come from their southern border. Why don't they tell you the truth? And why don't you, in light of all the things I've shown you, why don't you demand better? What is it you're loyal to? There's a lot wrong with Canada. We have gone wrong. We are on the verge of becoming a full-fledged communist dictatorship. He is promising it, and he's promising to destroy you to stop the American administration from bringing accountability inside of their own borders. They're trying to stop the American administration from busting up the cartel networks. They're trying to stop the American administration from purging the disease of communist Chinese influence internal to her borders. And they want to use you, Canada, to do it. They want to destroy you. Every time they talk about being Team Canada, it's Orwellian doublespeak. Their policies, if you think about them for 5 minutes, will lead to nothing but continued destruction. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to show you the facts. These are not popular opinions. The vitriol and the hate that I receive, and it all washes off me. Listen, you don't have to like me. The fact is, if you spout off in the comment section, you cuss and you swear and you demean and you insult and you defame, you're actually helping me. So I thank you for that. Please continue to show up. There's a saying in philosophy that if you don't have any enemies, you should seek to make some. It's true. You need enemies. You need the haters. So please keep it coming. Please pour that hate on. But what I'm saying should not be controversial. These should be accepted truths. But I can lead you to water, but I can't make you drink. And I know there's a lot of people watching this. I'm not speaking to you. You've already woke up. You've already figured it out. You've already used my work, and you've shared it around, and you've supported me, and you've done the things you need to do. Because a lot of your influencers aren't interested in doing the work, man. All they want to do is do what's popular. They just want to get those clicks. They just want to generate that content. They're not doing anything of real value with it. And it's not all of them, but it is a ton of them, and I try to show them too. So don't be afraid. Share the work around. Share the videos around. I provide it to you free of charge, and I always will. I do need your support, and I thank those of you who support me. If you like the work, please consider donating, and tomorrow starts a new week. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.